real and to have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KB Cam and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KB Cam and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Glory on tonight. We do give God glory. We give him honor and we give him praise. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do. Listen, it is a blessing to be in the land amongst the living today. I thank God that we're not on a cooling board. I thank God that we're not in prison. I thank God that we're not in the hospitals. I thank God tonight that we are well. Hallelujah. We're good and very good, and all is well with us. So we praise God tonight for each and every one of you that are tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. Someone said, is there a word from the Lord? Yes, there is. Hallelujah. So go ahead and call your neighbors. Call your friends. Get them on here by three-way. However you have to get them on, let them know that I'm here on tonight. Amen. We're on Keeping It Real with Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter, and we're so elated to be with you, to be fellowshipping with you on tonight. Amen. To hear what the Lord has to say to us through his word. Amen. So we want to give God a big, great shout out. We just thank God for being who he is in our lives. We thank God for all that he is doing in us, for us, and through us. Amen. Hallelujah. So listen, I just give honor. Again, I give honor to God, but I give honor to my husband on tonight. Amen. Bishop James Hunter, I bless the Lord for him. Amen. On last week, we celebrated our 18th year pastoral and church anniversary. So we do give God glory. Amen for that. And for those of you that may be listening to me right now, if you want to sow, you may do so. Amen. I'll give you the information at the end. There's still time to sow. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for those glorious days of fellowship. Hallelujah. And just to sit down and hear people speak some good things concerning you. A lot of times you never know how a person feel about you, right? And then when they begin to speak some things out of their mouth, you're like, well, I never really knew that they thought that much of me. But I'm telling you, there's more for you than there are against you. Hear me tonight. There are more for you that is for you. There's more that is for you than those that are against you, right? Amen. And we thank God. Hallelujah. Now we want to give a shout out to my sister, my friend, my buddy, my pal, Dr. Kimmy Kim. Amen. And the Elation family. Y'all come on, put your hands together for them on tonight. Amen. They make all these things possible. And we give God glory for her vision. Amen. I'm telling you, God is doing something with the vision. And now y'all may hear me talk a little bit about it tonight, maybe not, but however the Lord leads, but God is doing something with our vision. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we just thank him on tonight. Amen. Let us go in prayer. Father, we thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. We give you glory for this opportunity, Father. We thank you right now for opening up doors for us that no man can shut and closing doors that no man can open. Father, I thank you right now that my life is in your hands and the devil in hell can't pluck me out. Father, I thank you now that you've already prepared the table before us in the presence of our enemies. Father, I thank you that you're holding us up with your right hand of righteousness. Father, now the word that you have me to speak on tonight, Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We do give God glory again. Amen. Hallelujah. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Now listen, now I ain't come to no funeral, right? So I want y'all on the other side, I want to hear you clapping, saying something, doing something. Let me feel, hallelujah, let me feel you. Let me know you're on here with me, amen. And if you can hear me well, somebody just shoot me a text, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. This is Tuesday night. No place like being here on Tuesday night. I'm telling you, I love my Tuesday night of fellowship with you guys. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a word on tonight, people of God. Can anybody hear me? I need y'all to let me know. Somebody text me to let me know that you can hear me. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So I want to speak prophetically in the beginning to some of you. God is allowing you to dream. There are some of you that are hearing me right now that there will be some that may come back by replay. I want to tell you that God is allowing you Thank you, woman of God. You're the only one that texts me to let me know that they can hear me. God is allowing some of you to dream. Some of you are dreaming. You may not dream with the you may not have the understanding. Amen. And there's some of you who dream, and you may not have all the clarity, but you know how to, if it's something negative, you know how to, bind it, rebuke it, right? Amen. And so, but God said, this is the hour. Now, I know this month of July, I talk about preparation. We are preparing ourselves because the truth be told, for those of us who go according to the Jewish calendar, these next 3 months are our last month of our new year, July, August, September, all right? We are getting prepared, amen. And so with all that being said, this is the month where we prepare. We'll be preparing this month, amen, and we'll still be preparing a little bit more in September. Really things will be coming more vision. You're going to be having more visions and things that God have given you to birth, right? It is time for it to come forth. The month of September, there will be a great birthing. Amen. A great birthing. So here you are at a pivotal point of your life right now, whereas you're waiting on the Father to help you develop and to continue to develop vision that you have to birth. In the month of September, we just give God so much glory because he is, listen, you know, you look at things, you know, when you get the revelation of a thing, you be like, wow, God, I never knew this is what you did. Wow, God, this is amazing. And most times it is so good to you that you want to study more, you want to read more, you want to have more revelation and knowledge of what God is trying to convey to you. So we're excited about what he's getting ready to do. In this month of preparation, we're preparing ourselves for one of the biggest seasons of our lives, right? Amen. We're getting ready to cross over into a new year. And so that's a big deal, right? So we're getting ready to as we're preparing for our month of September, we are getting ready to go on a mode of just a full nothing but repentance. Right? We're going to begin to ask God to forgive us of everything that we've done, all of our sins, all of our actions, reactions, all of our behavior. We just got to bring it before the Lord before the new year is up for us. Amen. We don't want to carry all of the junk that we dealt with in 2022 over into 2023. Amen. All right. So we just, got to get in a place with God where we settle our spirit, man. A lot of your spirit, man, you hear that, you're all over. You all across the board, you have no stability. You are in too many places, and your vision is dying because you're trying to get a little bit here, there, and everywhere. When you need to settle your spirit, amen, so that God can do what he want to do in you, amen, we got to settle down and stop jumping from here and there. Stop, get your mind focused on what God told you to do. Get your mind focused on what God has given in your place, in your hands, that you must do. So there is a word of the Lord. There is a word from the Lord, and the word of the Lord, hallelujah, is already blessed. Amen. God is dealing with us with dreams and visions, So don't count any dreams as weird. Oh, this is so weird. No, it's not weird, honey. When God has given you, if you're a prophetic person and you're dreaming things that some people don't know about, when you're talking to, and then you come to me with a dream and I know exactly where you are because we are in the end time. So if he allowing you to be an end time dreamer, amen, praise God. Don't listen. As soon as you get it, write it down because it is end time and we need to hear what God is saying. God is conveying a lot of things to us right about now. People of God, there, God has been speaking through every century, through every decade, amen, through every year, every month, every day, every second, every hour, God has been speaking. Now, there were some things God began to reveal to me years ago, and I way back then, and I didn't even know, anything about concentration camps and stuff like that. But God revealed to me years ago, And he was using me for such a time as this. Amen. For such a time as this. So I would tell y'all about something that happened to me on Sunday morning, but I don't want to give them no credit. I don't want to give them, I don't want anything to take or stand in the way of God's glory. So I refuse to say it, but it's amazing. I'm just going to say this a little bit. I'm going to leave it alone. The devil will always tell you who you are by telling you who you're not. He will always tell you who you are by telling you who you're not. So what he does is he's always throwing out words and slang and all of this stuff, you know, at you. And that's not you. You know what I'm saying? And then you ought to be glad. Hey, okay, you know who I am for real, right? So I, you know, get this great big, you know, it's just some information that what it did was to let me know that I'm a threat to the kingdom of darkness. And that's all that it did. So I won't give that organization no glory or no even no anything about even bringing their name up. But listen, people of God, it's time to get before God in prayer. If ever we needed the Lord, we really need him right now. This is not the hour where you play around with your soul salvation. Bible says we shouldn't be out here just you know, just taking your life for granted, right? Life is precious, and you know, if we only here, and you can be taken away with you, you know, real instantly. So we don't want to be out here playing with our lives. Time is not ours. Right? You never know when or you don't know where what God is going to do, how he's going to take you and all of that. So our job is to be repenting to God and doing what he called us to do. You know, work while it is day, because when night comes, no man can work, right? So we got to get our minds focused. Every day we should be focused on building our foundation to get to God. Right? We're building up we're sending up timber. We're sending up offering, peace offering, love offering. Whatever you do for God, whatever you do, do it, you know, to give God glory. Whatever you do, I don't care what sport you're in. I don't care what kind of job you have. Do it unto the glory of God. As unto the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't leave God out. Always include him. Amen. And you will be all right. It is when we think that, well, my brain, you know, my intelligence got me here, my intellect or my family got me here, and, you know, and you don't want to give God his glory. Man, you are treading a bad ground, my God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. So we got to be careful not to try to take the credit of what God has done for us. Amen. If it wasn't for the Lord, come on, somebody, I feel you in the spirit now. If it had not been for God who was on our side, we don't know where would we be tonight. So we give God glory. We thank him. Amen. So if you have your paperback Bibles, let us go to Daniel. We're going to Daniel. Excuse me. We're going to Daniel. Hey, oh my, she kid abanda bosha. I feel Jesus. Hiya. Thank you, God. Telling y'all getting ready to dream like never before. You better record it, record it, record it. I begin to also see the scribes are coming. The scribes are coming. The scribes are coming. Prophetic scribes are coming. And everything I'm telling y'all, I'm writing it down as well. Because I have to go in a little bit deeper. But the scribes are coming. Amen. Amen. Go to Daniel 10. Amen. Daniel 10, I'm thinking I'm going to begin to read. I guess I'll go ahead with the first verse. And it says, verse 1, in the year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar, right? And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. So here it is. At this time, they were still having open visions. Y'all hear me? At this time, they were still having what we call open visions. As you can see, Cyrus was the king. Daniel was the one who revealed, something was revealed unto him. How was it revealed? In a dream. We're talking about dreams and visions, but not as that in depth as I need to go, but we're going to talk about it. All right, and I hope that you be blessed by the word. So he revealed a thing. It was true, but the timing was off, right? What I mean by the timing was off, it was every dream that you dream, hear me well, people, every dream that you dream, every vision that God showed you, every spoken word that he speaks to you audibly, every word that you get in your spirit, amen, it is for an appointed time. There are times when we be so zealous and we want to just prophesy, and God never told us to release that word at that time. Some things you have to hold. Come on, somebody. You got to hold some of the things that God is telling you to speak or to declare. Now, here we are in the end time, so there are some things that we're having to declare that may be strong, it may be hard, it may seem stern, or it may seem brutal, but we have to deliver what the Lord is saying. Other words, if you don't like what we say, then you need to talk to God. Amen. We're just a messenger, right? So this is the thing. It said that thing that was revealed to him was long, but he understood it and had understanding of the vision. He knew exactly what he said. He knew exactly what he saw, right? He knew exactly what God had revealed to him. Isn't it amazing how? Because how some prophets, the Bible says the prophets are not accepted in their own country, in their own town. Amen. And how you can go anywhere else all over America traveling and people treat you like royalty. So you tell your family you don't even want to come back home. I've been there. Love it when I go out because they do treat you better than you are treated at home. And it's a shame, though, you know. It's a shame that you're not accepted. Right? Glory to God. I ain't coming to talk about it, but it is the truth anyhow. So he knew what he saw. He didn't have any problems understanding the vision. A lot of times we're dreaming now, we don't understand it. But guess what? If you are a prophetic person, that dream has meaning. That dream, and even not a prophetic person, because some people are just dreamers before they know they have a gift. I was been dreaming all my life, and it looked like it was passed down to some of my children. Not all of them are dreamers, but some of them are. But we just thank the Lord again tonight. Let's go to verse 2, and it says, in those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. 3 full weeks. Y'all hear the word of the Lord. It says, I ate no pleasant bread. Neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth. Neither did I anoint myself at all. Till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. So he didn't eat. He didn't drink. Amen. He didn't anoint himself for 3 whole weeks. Again, we're talking about the vision of a big war. All right. And so Daniel saw it. He understood the message, the understanding coming by revelation. And during those days, he went into mourning over Jerusalem for seasoning for 3 weeks. So he ain't had nothing to eat, no simple food, no seasoned meat or wine. He didn't bathe. Come on, somebody. Y'all know when you fast, they didn't bathe back in those days. He didn't bathe nor shave until 3 weeks were up, right? Let's go to verse 4. And in the 4th and 20th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river in Hiddekel, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Abhaz. His body was like the beryl, and his face as the appearing of lightning, and his eyes and lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. I know y'all don't read this. This is familiar. Come on, somebody. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them. No, that they fled to hide themselves. Now, here we go talking and y'all gonna get mad, but I'm gonna say it anyhow. All right, when we're talking about this particular verses, these particular verses, Daniel, what appeared to Daniel, now listen good now. He saw a man dressed in fine linen, right? With the belt of pure gold around his waist. His body was hard and glistening as if sculpted. It was like sculpted from a precious stone. His face was radiant, eyes bright, and penetrating like torches. His arms and his feet were glistening like polished bronze. All right? Now, who know who? Okay, what color? All right, y'all. Come on, scholars. Let's wake up. Come on, class is in session. Class is in session. And his voice deep and resonates sound like a huge choir of voices. Then I, Daniel, was the only one to see him. The other men were with me, and although they didn't see it, were overcome with fear. They ran off. They hid, right? Fearing the worst. Left alone after the appearance, abandoned by my friends, I went weak in the knees. The blood drained from my face. And then he says, I heard, my God, my God, my God, my God. Yet heard I the voice of the words. And let me go back to 8. Therefore, I was left alone and saw the great vision, and there remained no strength in me for my calmness. Was turned into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the voice of the words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then I was in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. My God. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me up upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. Right? So I heard this voice, and at the sound of it, I fainted. Why? Let's go back. Why is Daniel? Why? Well, you know, Daniel began to see something that the other guys didn't see. Come on, Bible scholars, talk back to me now. He began to see. Lord, have mercy. He began to see. He said, I was standing on the bank of the great river, the Tigris River. And to his surprise, he saw the man dressed in linen, fine linen, honey. He ain't talking about no fake linen. He's talking about fine linen, all right? And his body was hard and glistening. That means it was shining like polished bronze. What color is bronze? Anybody? Brown, right? Y'all gonna catch it in a minute. Bronze, okay? Amen. And his voice was deep and resonated sound like a huge choir of voices. I don't care how well I can sing, how loud I can sing, if I get in the mic, it still doesn't sound like a choir, multitude of choir. Come on, y'all. I hope y'all paying attention tonight. And then he saw, you know, him. He said, the man that was with him, they didn't even see. They was too scared. They were overcome with fear, so they ran and hid. Right? They ran and they were hiding. So he was left alone. He was abandoned by his friend. He was weak in the knees and the blood just drained from his face. Right? So he heard the sound. My God, there is a sound, people of God, that God is looking for. I'm telling you, there is a cry that God is looking for. When we pray, God is looking for a sound. When we praise, God is listening for that sound. When we worship, God is listening for that sound. There is a sound, Mandoboshaya, like no other when God's people begin to go before him. There is a sound, Mandoboshaya, that will move heaven. It commands heaven to move on your behalf, my God, and on behalf of the ones that you're praying for. Yes, Lord. Woo! It's good to me, y'all. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. And as he began, the Bible begins to say, you know, that sound, he fell flat on his face. Because when you hear the voice of your daddy, woo, Shekinah, yes, God, hallelujah, and you know that it's God Almighty, you can't stand in his presence. Come on here. You can't do nothing but fall to your face. Because at the sight, come on here, y'all remember Moses? He couldn't even look. Oh, God, he saw the shadow of God. He couldn't stand to see. when you looking at your data, you see light, and it will either blind you if you try to look at it. My Lord have mercy. Who am I talking to tonight? I guess I'm talking to myself, but it's good to me. Hallelujah. So he couldn't even, Daniel couldn't stand in the prison. My God. He failed. Yes, Lord. Hey, man, he failed. Jesus, he failed on his face toward the ground. And two times you come in the presence of God, you can't do nothing. Paul, when you're in the presence, oh, Lord, have mercy. And then there's a visitation from your daddy and you are prostrate. You want to stay right there. You don't want to move, because if you move, then you feel like as if, you know, he's going to either leave. You know what I'm saying? So he fell on his face and toward a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees. So the hand of the Lord just set him up upon his knees and upon the palms of my hand. Lord Jesus is so good. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright. God want to talk to you. He wants you to stand up. You know, but there are times, because of his, of the glow and the glory, you can't stand in his presence without falling out. He ain't it. My God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He says, get upright. Come on. Stand upright. For unto thee am I now sent. Unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken these words unto me, I stood trembling. I stood trembling. Lord, have mercy. Oh, God. You know, he says, Daniel, man of quality, listen carefully to my message and get up on your feet. Stand in attention. I've been sent to bring you news. Lord, have mercy. When he had said this, I stood up, but I was still shaking. You can't tell me you've been in the presence of God. That's how when we be under the glory of God, right under the glory cloud, when that's the Shekinah glory falling. When we have finished service, that's why sometimes I will just sit, because I'm trying to calm down, because you just can't make the glory sometimes be so heavy. You're just backing. You're basking in the glory of the Lord. Sometimes you're on that floor, you don't get up because you're yet basking. You want God to do everything you want to do while you're down there. I'm telling y'all, oh Lord, this is good to me. Father, I thank you for your word. Amen. Verse 12. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day when thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy word. Lord, have mercy. Who am I talking to tonight? God said, I heard you the first time you prayed. The very first time you came before me with your petitions and your requests, I heard you. I heard you. Listen, the Bible also declares that not only when I hear you when you pray, but I answer you, my God, right? He, I answer. If you're in a place with God, when you pray, he's going to answer you. People be telling, well, I done prayed and I ain't got no answer. Well, baby, you must not be listening, because God will answer you. Hallelujah. He will show up on time. Verse 13, he says, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. My God. So we have been told that it was an angel that came to Daniel. Different people say different things, but let's read it for ourselves. Who do you know who has brown feet? Y'all talk back to me now. Y'all think Jesus was a white man with blonde hair, brown hair, beige hair? And he had white feet. That's what they depict on pictures. All in the 50s, 60s, 40s, 30s. It's always been Jesus was a white man. Y'all better read your word, okay? Read your word. The description that Daniel gave of him, that's not of a white man. If you read now, that's of a black man. Mm-hmm. My God, my God, my God. Y'all may want to fight me on that, but it's up to you. You just read it for yourself. I'm not coming here to fight over the word. I'm just coming to deliver the word. Amen. This is what the print, but it says, you know, he's just saying, relax, Daniel. He continued, don't be afraid. So Daniel was about to faint again. He was about to fall out again. He stood all the way up and he was shaking. The next thing, he was going to faint. He wasn't fainting because it was an angel. Come on, somebody. You know, when angels come, you know, if the God allow you to see, I've had an angel fly, well, sitting, hovering over my house. I heard the wings and it shook me. I was like, Lord, you ain't came to take me back. You ain't came back to get us yet. Are you God? When in my kid, it was way back in 2000 and maybe 2000. It was in the 2000s, early 2000, before 2005. And I was like, Lord, you hadn't come back for us yet. And I just kept hearing it. It's like a washing. That's the kind of sound it was making, but it was flapping, flapping. When I went to the kitchen, I said, Lord, what is this? Help me. And the Lord told me, he says, my angel is hovering over your house. That's what you're hearing. And once he told me that, so much peace came to me. I was so peaceful. I was so, so peaceful that I didn't even care anymore. You know what I mean? It was such a peace. But, you know, the thing is, when God comes to bring you good news, we get startled sometimes. You hear how Daniel is was shaking and how he fainted. But he fainted because he saw God. He the appearance of God. He didn't faint because, you know, he was seeing no angel, right? Let's read the word. Amen. So he says in verse, he says, Daniel, come on now. Come on, Daniel. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. For the moment you decided to humble yourself, to receive understanding, your prayer was heard. Lord, have mercy. What I'm saying to you tonight, people of God, you are going to have to humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. You want God to move in your life. You want God to move for your children. You want him to move for your family. You want God to do all these wonderful things, which is nothing wrong with that because he's our Father, right? And he gives us good gifts. But you want him to do all of these things, but you won't humble yourself. You want, oh my God, no. He comes to you, hallelujah, and you don't want to receive what he has. You don't want his gifts. You don't want to be sharpening the gifts. You don't want the training of the gifts and the operations and the functions of the gift. But you want God to do all these things. But listen, God began to reveal unto Daniel. Daniel had a vision. Daniel knew what it meant. He knew the meaning. But even though he knew the meaning, he still consulted God. He had the understanding. But he asked for more clarity. There's nothing wrong with asking for clarity. There's nothing wrong with asking God to give you a sign, right? But how many times you got to keep giving you a sign and you still don't do it? You're not obeying the voice of God. You are in disobedience. Glory to God. But see, because Daniel asked, he wanted understanding, and he received the understanding, and he humbled himself. See, a lot of times when God show y'all stuff, you be so quick to want to tell it. You so quick to want to give the word. And it's out of season, and then you get mad with God because it's out of season. You got people mad at you because you gave them an untimely word. And then another thing, you be so quick to want to show out. Stop trying to show out. Stop trying to be an entertainer. And because listen, if you are a known prophetic person, people will seek you out. You ain't got to go nowhere to prophesy to nobody. Y'all better hear me tonight. You ain't got to go nowhere to utilize the gift that God has given you. People will seek you out. Now, there are times when people are threatened by your gifts. There are times when people are threatened by your anointing, and you could be with a group of people, and they would always try to make you feel bad because of what God has possessed and what you possess. But now don't you start feeling bad, and don't you doubt who God says that you are. If they don't like the way you deliver a thing, they need to seek the Lord. If they don't like the way God have you acted, they need to seek him. If they don't like the way you look, they need to seek him, and not you, right? You are just the messenger. You just humble yourself. Come on here, somebody, to do what God have called you to do. Lord, have mercy. So he says, I'm set out to come to you. Since I was waylaid by the angel prince of the kingdom of Persia and was delayed for a good 3 weeks. But then Michael, one of the chief angel princes, intervened to help me I left him there with the prince of the kingdom of Persia, and now I'm here to help you understand what will eventually happen to your people. The vision has to do with what's ahead. So here it is. Daniel is dreaming. Daniel is seeing visions of what is to come. We are in the end time. God is allowing you to see visions of what is here right now. God is allowing you to dream dreams of what is here right now. Some of you are seeing things that is to happen in the months to come, in the couple of years to come. You know, for we know in parts and we prophesy in parts. But God is allowing us to see certain things. So Daniel was on a 21-day fast. And he really wasn't, he wasn't trying to be on those 21-day fast, but it took him that long, amen, for God to move in his life. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. You know, and glory to God. He says, so now that you have, now that, he says, I came to make this vision for thee to understand what shall befall the people in the latter days. We are in the what? The latter days. Amen. For yet the vision is for many days. Amen. And when he had spoken such words unto me, I set my face toward the ground and I became dumb. He said, dumb. Yeah. Did y'all hear that? He said, I became dumb. Lord have mercy. He said, that means he said nothing. Then he was surprised by something like a human hand, you know, that touched his lips. He said, I opened my mouth and started talking to the messenger. When I saw you, master, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Did y'all just hear that? 16 says, and behold, one like the similitude of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I spoke my mouth and spake and said unto him that stood before me, O my Lord, by the vision, my sorrows are turned upon me, and I have retained no strength. Right? So, my God, my God, my God. And so he was terror-stricken. It was like he saw a ghost. Come on, somebody. It's like he saw a ghost. He says his knees turned to water. He said, I couldn't even move. He said, how can I, a lowly servant, speak to you, my master? I am paralyzed. I can hardly breathe. This man was struck. He was stricken. Lord have mercy. He was terrified. You know how it is when you, and this is a difference in being, let me say this. They tell you somebody come busting in your house. Y'all, this is coming. Y'all pray. I've been dreaming all week and I don't want to discuss a lot of it, but I want to say this. Pray that when they come in your houses, to search and to see who have this and who have that and to try to take you or your kids and stuff like that. Listen, we got to be prepared for this day is coming. There will be days, you know, it's already happening in other countries. Well, when you say that you're a Christian and you believe in the Lord God and that you're going to have to stand up for it, you know, so, you know, just be prepared. Right? And so that kind of stuff will really make you terror-stricken. That right there, when somebody got a gun to your head, that will make you terror-stricken. But this man was terror-stricken, and then nobody had no gun to his head. They came to bring him some good news. Y'all understand what I'm saying? So you know it couldn't be nobody but God. Somebody say, but God. Hallelujah. I'm almost through, y'all. Glory to God. And so he says, then this human-like figure touched me again. Human-like. Y'all ain't talking back to me. Figure touched me like and gave me strength. He said, don't be afraid, friend. God called Daniel friend. Y'all ain't hearing me. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us tonight. He said, don't be afraid. Peace. Everything is going to be all right. Courage. Be strong. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's talking, if y'all listen to what verse 19 says again there, then there came again and touched me one like the appearance of a man, okay? And then it says, even as he spoke, courage surged up within me. How can courage and those things come but from God? Come on, y'all. Let's talk now. I said, go ahead. Let my master speak. You've given me courage. Lord have mercy. Then he said, knowest thou wherefore I come unto thee? And now I will return to fight with the prince of Persia. Come on here. And when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Grecia shall come. More have mercy. But I will show thee what is noted in the scriptures of truth. And there is none that holdeth with me in these things but Michael, your prince. Listen, God is letting him know who's fighting with him, right? He said, do you know what I've come here why I've come here to you? Amen. He says, I now have to go back to fight against, you know, the prince of Persia, right? And when I get out of the way, the angel prince of Greece will arrive. But first, let me tell you what's written in the true book. No one helps me in my fight against these things except Michael, your angel prince. So if we ain't talking about God, Daniel didn't describe God in this thing, there are only two angels that serve him like that. You got Gabriel and Michael. You got plenty of angels. You know, you got cherubims, seraphims. You got a bunch of angels, but I'm talking about two. One is the messenger and one is the warring angel. Okay. So now, God, thank you, Jesus. Now he gonna make the deal with the prince of Persia. Do y'all know who the prince of Persia? It ain't nothing but old slew footed Satan. Come on here. Satan uses people. Satan is the prince of the air, right? God was getting ready to bless and move for him, but he had to deal with some things before he could even reach the earth to deal with Daniel. There were some things tied up in the heavenlies. God said, there are some things tonight that are tied up for some of you on this line. Hallelujah. He's coming tonight to not only just knock the prince of Persia out the way so that you can get this blessing. He said, but I'm coming to even encourage you, even in the midst of this fight. There's a fight going on. There's a tug of war in the spirit, says the Holy Ghost. Y'all hear Jesus? Don't hear me. Hear God. He says, but I'm coming, hallelujah, to knock out the middleman, which is the devil, the middleman, which is Satan, the middleman, which is the prince of Persia, and I'm going to just drop it. I'm going to download, the thing that you need. I'm telling you, some things you've been fasting for, you've been praying on, and it has not manifested. It's because it got held up. It got held up. It got held up. Some of you say, but I prayed over this thing. I passed it over this thing. And I know God want to move. Yes, he does. There are some things that you pray that God has to move. He has, because you put a demand on it. And God said, I'm going to move for you. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to, he says, you ain't going to have to deal with the prince of Persia. Some of us are getting ready not to have to go through the middleman. God's going to directly drop it on us. Hallelujah. That is the word of the Lord for you on tonight. I hope y'all got something out of the message. Just know that there are dreams and visions that God is getting ready to drop on his prophetic people. Keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open. Amen. And make sure that you write it down, every vision, every dream that God gives you. Amen. I hope that you were blessed on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Apply this word. Apply this word. Apply this word. Some of you wondering why I can't get this. Why is this held up? Some things are held up for your because of your disobedience, and it ain't the right timing. You held up because of your disobedience. It is not the right timing. It's not the right season. Amen. And some of you, but God does want to bless his people, and he is blessing his people right now. Amen. Glory to God. Dr. Kimmy Kim, let's open up these phone lines. I know I'm behind, but we're gonna make it do what it do. Hallelujah. I feel glory. Yes, Lord. Good evening, caller. Listen, when you come on, I want you to give us your name, your city and state that you're chiming in from on tonight. Amen. If you have a prayer request, just speak that as well. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Syria Harner. This is Minister M from Brookhaven, Mississippi. And the Lord was speaking to you to send me that word on tonight. I received this word. This was so powerful that you brought to us tonight. I just thank you, thank you. You couldn't hear me, but I was saying hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Yes,
amen.
Lord. And I thank you for this word on tonight. And Lord bless you, and he fill you back up again in Jesus' holy name.
Thank you. I accept I accept, I accept. You know, it's just, you know, sometimes we feel like God done forgot about us, but he has not. It's just not, maybe not the right time. You know, sometimes God want to get folks out your way before he bless you. Sometimes God won't, he wants to get bills and stuff out your way. Sometimes God want to get things in alignment, because when he bless, he don't want you to mess it up. He don't want you to lose it. He be wanting you, you know what I'm saying? He want us to keep it. And then there's sometimes, like now, the prophetic people are getting ready to see more than they've ever seen, but it's for the end time. And they may not understand it. So they got to really pay attention to what he's revealing unto them. So God, if he gives you the dream, that's because he can trust you. Don't go out there and get all cocky. You know what I mean? It's not for us to get cocky. It's just for us to declare what the Lord is saying. So I believe God that he is, he's moving on your behalf. Amen. You just keep believing God and keep thanking him for it. Keep thanking him for it. I don't care what problem come or what arise. You got to stay in the right posture and continue to thank him. And he going to move. He is going to move. He is going. Ain't no doubt about it. You can command heaven to move. Lord of mercy.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring the words back to his remembrance. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Well, we love you on tonight. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you.
Love you more. God bless you.
Thank you. I accept. Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Celia Hunter. Good evening. Good evening. Blessings from the Brookhaven, Mississippi area. This is Minister KB. Good evening. Good evening. Thank you for that word on tonight. Thank you.
Amen. Good evening. How are you on tonight?
All is well. All is well. Thank you.
Amen. We do bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. He's ready to do some things. We just got to line up. And then let me say this. I know some of you saying, well, I mean, God has done things for me, and I wouldn't even. Yes, God has. Listen, God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. And most times when he's reigning on the unjust, he's just showing them that he loves them too. He's just showing them that I love you now, but you still got to meet you got to meet the condition. Some things you just got to do, you know what I'm saying, before he bless you. But we just thank God for you on tonight. Thank you for tuning in. You have a great evening. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So, listen, people of God, there's a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes, you know what I mean? And as it pertains to us having what we need for us, our families, and for somebody else, y'all get to plan your gardens right. Get to stockpiling, please. Please stockpile. We are in a recession, right? Have all your freezers full. And all you have to do is remember I told you all to buy a lot of beans, all right? Get them beans. You can prepare a meal. We got to learn sometimes how to just cook outside, right? Right? Get you a propane thing, however, cook outside, fry your food outside, or bake your food, whatever you gonna do. I grill your stuff. And we gotta learn to do what we gotta do, amen. Because it's that time. Good evening, call. You're on the air with the apostle. Okay, nobody want to talk. Amen. We bless God. We give God glory on tonight. Hallelujah. So, there are dreams that are coming for the end time, and we have to, when God releases you to declare those dreams, you have to declare those dreams. You may not understand it all, but God will give you the understanding. And you pray, right? Some people don't want to see what they're seeing, so they have to say, Lord, please don't show me that. Because I was in dreams since I was a kid, I used to close my eyes, put my hands on my eyes as if I could see it in the daytime, it would be playing back in my head during the day, and I closed my eyes because I didn't want to see some of the things that I've seen. But I'm telling you, even on to this morning, there was a dream that shook me. So when things shake me, I can't. I don't make the speaker at a certain time, and it shakes me. And I'm just listening, trying to hear what God has to say concerning it. But I was really shook this morning. And I wasn't shaking in my boots, but I was sort of shaking because the betrayal is real in this hour. I'm telling you, there are people that are turning on good people. There are people that are selling themselves short. They're selling people out for a quarter, not millions, but a quarter, not thousands, but a quarter. So you have to be careful now who you let in your home. You have to be careful who you take out to eat with you. You have to watch your circle. You really got to think about the people in your circle. You can't let your left hand know what your right hand doing. We're in a time where you really got to stay focused on who's who and what's what. There are some people in your family that you can't even trust. You better make sure that you know who you can trust. But one thing we know, we can all trust God. Come on here. He's a secret keeper. He's a problem solver. He's a so many things, right? But I'm trying to tell y'all need to pay attention. There are some people in your family that you are a because they don't like you. Jealousy is as cruel as the grave. And we're in that time right now. Even on Sunday, the apostle was speaking into my life. But it was very quiet with it, so no one could really hear what he was saying. But, I just thank God, that I'm still on track. Sometimes I'd be like, Lord, why I've got to do this? Why I got to do that? Why? But I'm on track. So long as I'm on track with him, I'm good. I don't care what nobody has to say about me. That's the thing. You've got to be able to, dealt with the spirit of rejection. As a prophet, you can have to deal with that early on in ministry, because if not, you'll always be thinking somebody's out to get you. Somebody's always talking about you. They're picking on you because, you know what I'm saying? So we have to know how to deal with rejection. God can't let the spirit of pride creep in there, right? Because God uses you mightily. Thank God. Don't try to share his glory. Just say, to God be the glory. And like Daniel, he knew what he saw. He knew what he saw. He understood it, right? He was confident in what he saw, but he still wanted God's clarity on what he understood it to be, right? So he was saying, Lord, I know what I saw. I understood it, but I just need you to clarify some things for me. Daniel, you saw it well, and yes, it was what you saw, and it's for end time, right? It is for end time. Right now is end time. So what some of the things that we will see and some of the things that Daniel talk about, y'all need to pay attention. Amen. And we just believe God for the miraculous. A caller, you on the air with the apostle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Amen. We give him glory. Hallelujah. So listen, people of God, I want y'all to next week, I want y'all to invite as many people as you can. Have them on the line on next week. Have them on the line. Let's see what God has to say. Listen, if you want to sow into my anniversary, our church anniversary, you can Apostle Sylvia Hunter. That's my Cash App. My PayPal is paypal.me/PastorSylviaHunter. Listen, I'm also on Facebook, so if you want to reach out, we do have books still for sale, Keys for Successful Marriages. Amen. We do give God glory. Amen. We're excited about what God is getting ready to do. We're excited about coming to St. Louis in November. Amen. Hallelujah. We're looking forward to it. Amen. We are planning for it right now. Amen. Amen. So listen, people of Yahweh, we want y'all to stay in the will of the Lord. There's no place better to be in the safety of God. Amen. Safety of God. Hallelujah. Let Jesus lead you. If you don't have good understanding of certain things, you can always go to him. One thing about God, if you can't understand when he's talking to you, he'll show you in his word, or he'll send someone that you can receive to give you the what you need so that you have the understanding. We just thank God for his word on tonight. Amen. About vision and dreams and stuff like that. Y'all, God heard you the first time you prayed. So when you praying, don't think that God don't hear you. He hears you the very first time you pray. So listen, as intercessors, when you are praying every day, You have to understand. That's why you have to enter into his presence with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, because you got to break the barrier, right? You got to chop up the fallowing ground. There are things that's there that's trying to hinder your prayer from getting to God. There are things that's trying to hinder you from praying correctly to get to God. So you got to bust up all of the demonic activity, demonic world, the things of darkness, you know what I'm saying, so that you can get, so that your prayer can go through and reach heaven, right? So I thank God tonight that when we pray, God hears us. He answers us. We can get a prayer off the ground. Amen. So listen, I have a prayer line every day, 7 days a week at 6 a.m. We're on the 6 a.m. to 9 o'clock watch. If y'all are not doing anything, you want to become a part of our prayer line, inbox me and I'll send you the information so that you can join us every day of the week. Amen. So listen, I've enjoyed being with you guys on tonight. Dr. Kimmy Kim has been real. I'll see y'all next Tuesday, the same Jesus time, same Jesus station. Y'all be blessed.
Made it right.